Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Danny boy, you know it's Danny boy. Danny boy, you know it's Danny boy. It's Danny boy, you know it's Danny boy.
So which version do you prefer? Daniel O'Donnell or the Irish-American rappers, The House of Pain? Two of the many versions of the song Danny Boy. Anyone who claims to be Irish loves that song, right? They tear up when they hear its mournful lyrics as they pine for the homeland, right? Well, if you think that, then you haven't spoken to the owner of Midtown Irish Bar, who is banning Danny Boy from his pub for the entire month of March. He says he's sick of how overplayed it is and how much people butcher the song that they often think is the unofficial Irish anthem. And did you know it was actually written by an Englishman who never set foot in Ireland? Well, you may hear it in a lot of pubs as we approach St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. But one place you won't hear it is Foley's Irish Pub on 33rd Street. Joining me now to look at what Danny Boy actually means or doesn't mean to Irish people and why it's being banned is none other than Malachy McCourt, actor, former pub owner, the author of a book called Danny Boy, The Legend of the Beloved Irish Ballad, brother of Frank McCourt and gubernatorial candidate last year. Malachy, hi, you're on WNYC.
Well, Brian, grand to talk to you again. And also my latest one is Malachy McCourt's History of Ireland, to be seen on all fine bookshops at the moment, the paperback version.
Malachy McCourt's History of Ireland, and I guess I left out, you know, maybe your biggest credit of all, several times substitute host of this show.
Ah, you got it there, Brian.
And let's take calls right away. Irish men, Irish women, Irish Americans of all stripes, how do you feel about this song? Is it different if you're... Well, let me just put out the phone number here. And folks, if you're Irish American or just an off-the-boat immigrant, does that make a difference? Is it a generational thing? How do you feel when it's played everywhere in America at this time of year? And is this pub, Foley's Irish Pub on 33rd Street, doing the right thing? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for your Danny Boy calls. And Malachy, you were going to say...
That in the thing about, I think the Irish are suckers for you know, frightful sentimentality, and it is that I that that memories of great tragedies sustain us in moments of great joy, and that so here we have this lachrymose, horrendously sad, and the ultimate goodbye song of all time, Danny Boy, which indeed, as you said, Brian, was written by Frederick Edward Weatherly, a British barrister from Bristol, who also wrote Roses of Picardy.
Can you tell us more about the origin?
Frederick Edward Weatherly, he wrote it in 1910, but he did not write Danny Boy to the melody of the Londonderry Air, as it's the official name of this melody is. The Derry Air, as the Irish say, and the Brits say the Londonderry Air.
That's two words we should point out, Derry Air.
Derry Air, right. And they wouldn't say that because of the connotation of it being below the waist, you see. But it's D-E-R-R-Y. A-I-R. And there were 100 other songs written to that. But Frederick Edward Weatherly, the British barrister, wrote a song called Danny Boy about his son in 1910. And it didn't work because he was a prolific songwriter, but he put it in the drawer and put it away. His sister-in-law came to New York and heard the Australian composer-conductor named Percy Grainger played the Londonderry Air. She got a hold of the sheet music, sent it to him. He tweaked it a bit and fitted in the song Danny Boy, and it became a huge hit in 1913 because the clouds of war were coming over Europe, and it seemed like an appeal to people that this was goodbye time. And it is said, I'm not sure on this now, but his son was indeed named Danny, but he was about 12 or 13 in 1910. He joined up, and I think he joined the Royal Flying Corps, and he was killed in 1917. So Frederick Edward Weatherly may indeed have been prescient. Now, what's interesting to me, too, also, Brian, is that the church, the Holy Roman Catholic Apostolic Church, banned the singing of Danny Boy and other secular songs a few years back. The Archdiocese of New York, the Providence, the Diocese of Providence, the Archdiocese of Boston all said, you'll not sing these bloody songs, you'll have sacred music. But that was all ignored after the after 9/11. And so in the paperback version of my book, Danny Boy, I printed all the names of the people who were killed on 9/11.
A nice gesture. Well, Matt in Paramus and Peggy in Holworth, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good,
Matt,
morning. How you doing?
Matt, you can start.
Listen, I think this pub owner has it all wrong, and I said to you, the guy on the phone, these people who sing this song, especially on St. Patrick's Day, though they butcher it, they sing from the heart. They sing as if they're trying to express their hearts to this song and to Ireland and everything else that goes with it.
There's nothing about Ireland in the song, and there's only a vague reference to religion when he says, you'll kneel and say an ave there for me. It's a misapprehension that it is. It is not an Irish song, because the melody is, so you're quite right.
Well, be that as it may, but people growing up, especially in New York, these Irish-American families, they grew up with the tradition of their grandfather singing this song, their father singing this song, and them singing this song. All believe it. It was a tribute to Ireland.
Peggy, are you Irish? Did you grow up with Danny Boy?
As a matter of fact, I heard plenty of Danny Boy, and I heard plenty of other sad songs growing up. Being Irish American, my four grandparents came over in the 1920s. I personally don't like the song Danny Boy. I actually told your screener I hate the song. But I think that's because the last time I heard it played well was at my Uncle Danny's funeral. And I understand the Catholic Church no longer even allows you to do that, play songs like that.
That's right.
Masses. But it's a more
secular
sad
music.
Song. And the bar owner, Foley's, they're getting a ton of good PR. Lots of notice, lots of attention, and good for them.
Now you've gone right to the heart of the matter.
Well, if at my funeral I want them to sing Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder, that will do me just fine.
Matt and Peggy, thank you both calling up. So let's see. We have this bar banning Danny's Boy as halfway between a publicity stunt and because it's so disgustingly cliched. We have the Catholic Church banning Danny Boy because it's secular. Is that what you said, Malachy?
That's it, yeah. I mean, they'll allow box mass and Germans and things like
because people do like it at their funerals.
What's that?
People, I mean, there are, you know, a large number of Irish people who have
well, it's one of the jolliest
wanted
songs
it at
their I love the words, Brian. It says, and when I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I'm lying, and I shall hear the soft you tread above me. And then it said, when you arrive, and here's the thing, all my grave shall warmer, sweeter be. Can you imagine a grave, you know, somebody is down there decomposing with worms and snails and all sorts of creepy, crawly things, and a grave being warmer, sweeter be. How nice.
Martin in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Martin. Martin, do we have you?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to comment. This song should be banned and lots of others, especially this time of the year, because you and other media just take the, you know, whatever the whole thing. It's just Hollywood stereotyping, and Molly McCourt is just adding to that, and I resent that also. And this
you
whole,
should read my book.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't demean myself. This whole thing, no, you stereotype worse than anyone. So
What stereotype? What are you talking about, stereotype? It's a reasonable discussion about.
No, it's just Hollywood Irish. It's like the John Wayne and.
What do you mean?
All right. Let's save
English.
This one for the coffee shop. Wait a minute, Martin. Did you say other songs should be banned too?
Yes, I do. I definitely think so. Yeah.
What?
It's not just only that. A lot of the film score from like The Quiet Man, all this really gets to me.
And I agree with
time
you.
It was highlighted, yeah. Yeah,
some people would say The Quiet Man itself. All right, thank you for your call. Malachi, we counted 92 recorded versions of Danny Boy on the Wikipedia entry,
yes,
spanning everyone from Elvis Presley to Judy Garland. How did it get so popular in America?
Well, again, you know, it's the ultimate goodbye song, Brian. And also, it is an exercise in vocal ability because it is an extremely difficult song to sing. Because you have to go from very low notes to very high notes very, very rapidly. But also, it is so sentimental. And my favorite version is Jackie Wilson. He does...
Ooh, he did Danny Boy?
He did Danny Boy. And he, when he was a kid, and he went, he used to go on the... He sang it on the streets. And he said... on it, so
he what? We got cut off for a second there. He what?
He made money on it because he just had his little hat and he sang Danny Boy and all the sentiment would give him.
Is it as popular in Ireland as it is among Irish Americans of a certain age?
Most Irish musicians have, I would say, not a dislike, but a palpable contempt and hatred of it. Because it is just about every drunk in the world. You know, there are stupid songs in the world that people sing, like, I Did It My Way. That idiotic one, People Who Like People and Feelings. And there's a bunch of them you say, for God's sake, they should be thrown into the sea and buried forever. Mm. So a lot of Irish musicians and folks that do actually hate the bloody. I don't hate any song. I mean, there's no point. I mean, you can't go around telling people what to like.
Now, listeners, before we wrap this up in a couple of minutes, as we talk here about how Irish people feel about Danny Boy, tomorrow we want to hear from people from other groups. What song is associated with your culture? Is there a song that's popular in America but maybe despised in your home country if you're an immigrant? We want to know, and we want you to tell us in advance so we can gather some recordings. We want to know your group's cultural equivalent to Danny Boy. We'll take the calls tomorrow, but we want you to name the song on our comments page right now, if you can do it. Anytime today, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. As we said, there are 92 versions of Danny Boy, according to one count. So what are the cliched songs from your culture that you would like put to rest? Post on our WNYC.org webpage, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You'll see the Danny Boy comments. Martin in Manhattan, we're going to sneak you in here. Hi, Martin.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Martin.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's not Danny Boy is fine, but I also think there should be a ban on St. Patrick's Day. I'm an immigrant. I just find it also hokey.
The entire St. Patrick's Day, which Malachi Neil O'Dowd from the Irish Voice, I think, has pretty much banned, proposed, I mean, that the entire St. Patrick's Day be suspended and overhauled for relevance.
Well, there's a great inclusive St. Patrick's Day parade run out in Queens, which Christine Quinn and Pete Hamill were Grand Marshals last Sunday. We were out there. But I wouldn't, if they asked me to be Grand Marshal of this thing, I wouldn't, because you couldn't trust 125,000 of those fellas behind you marching up there.
All right. Malachi McCord, the author of, among other things, a book about Danny Boy. And what's your new one?
It's called Malachi McCord's History of Ireland. And it is comprehensive, but short and sweet, like an ass's gallop, as they say.
And if I don't talk to you before, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's for him. I'm a happy man anyway, Brian. Thank you.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside,
summer's gone, north leaves are dying. It's you, must go, and I must bite.
But call me back.
and the valley's hushed and white with snow.
And I'll be here, sunshine, oh, and shine.